Hi guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hey,
we were just talking about
what
we're going to talk about. I don't know what we're going to talk about. No, I guess so. First of all, the idea for this podcast, the idea is that you and I get 30 minutes once a week to sit down and just talk.
Yep.
Just chat with each other, talk about what we've been facing during the week, things going on in our lives, maybe cover some specific topics. And of course, questions can be posed from our listening audience.
Right.
So if you guys are using the Anchor app, you can actually send us, it's kind of like a voicemail, you know, with your question in question format, and we can answer that during the podcast, or we can even form an entire episode of the podcast around that question. That's exciting.
That is exciting. I'm excited for this. Yeah. I listened to my first podcast last week, so I don't really know what I'm supposed to say. And now you've got me all nervous. You're like, do you know what you're going to do? I'm like, I'm just going to talk. I'm good at talking.
Well, not to script anything, but just, I guess, what we were going to do for our first podcast. So the biggest thing was introducing it and kind of what it is.
And maybe introduce ourselves for people who don't know who we are.
Well, I think like 99.9% of the people that are going to be here for a good while are going to be people that know us from Fathering Autism, from Pots, Pans, and Priscilla, from, you know, as Asa and Priscilla. That's our names, by the way, if you're new. I doubt you are. But so we've been married for going on 18 years now.
Yep.
And we have two children, both of them teenagers. One of them is 16. One's 13, and our daughter, our 13-year-old, she has special needs. She has severe autism.
There you go. That's us in a nutshell.
So what we wanted to cover in this, so it's not, I guess it's kind of a spinoff of our vlog because it's a family vlog.
You know,
that kind of pivots around autism. Most topics do because that's, I think, the most interesting part about our lives and how we handle it as parents, and how Isaiah handles it as a sibling, and how we handle him as a neurotypical, you know, typical sibling, and all aspects of that. Whereas this podcast is going to be more...
This is going to be like us. It's going to be us as a married couple, how we parent a typical child and a special needs child. And then, like Asa said, you know, with any questions you guys might have, we can answer those as well.
So then also marriage topics.
Right. So there's no, like, there's
personal
no rules.
Personal topics, like individual things. I don't know. We can lay everything out on the table. Yeah, there's no rules. I like that. So we're not going to edit this. I thought long and hard about it.
Right.
And, you know, I do have the... We can edit through the Anchor app that we use, and but we're not going to. I think we're just going to let it run for
in the raw.
For however long. Yeah, exactly. However long we record for, and then end it, sign off, and upload it, and go.
There you go.
For your listening and for your ear enjoyment.
Or not.
Or not. So what do you have going on in your life?
Right now I have concession stand.
Yes.
Is my entire life.
We've been extremely busy. We actually missed the vlog upload yesterday.
Yeah.
We've just had a lot going on. I didn't have time to stop and edit. So, but it's, we enjoy staying busy. I know some people worry about us sometimes because, you know, lack of sleep and lots of activity.
But honestly, guys, like, and I feel like we should film it. When we do try to relax, it's not relaxing because Abigail likes to go all the time. So then it's just frustrating for the whole family because then you have her dealing with, she's just signing go 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And Asa says, yeah, we're going to have a chill day. And that lasts for about an hour. And then he's like antsy. So it's just not in our genes, I don't think, to relax.
We're not wired that way. And so our relaxing time ends up becoming more stressful than our go time. So
correct.
It's easier for us to go. Abigail's
yep.
happier. We're happier.
Yeah. We're a go type of family.
Yep.
So,
we do get we get a little bit of downtime, like at night, you know.
Yeah.
Like once a week or something, we'll sit down and watch a television show.
Yep.
Or whatever. So we do
get that. I do need to relax this weekend because I do have my ankle issue I'm dealing with. And the only way I'm going to fix it is to rest.
To heal up.
So the good thing is
going on.
I can do laundry because I have to sit for that. So I'm sure this is like a win-win for Asa. I can't like go and I will get laundry done.
Right.
So there's that.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's my downfall in life is laundry. Yeah. So my bad. I can't be good at everything.
Right. You can't be perfect at absolutely everything. No, and we're not. You know, I think that's a good thing to branch off of there. So we're not perfect by any means. We have, you know, it's easy for me to edit the vlogs and make things look better than what they are. And don't get me wrong, you know, there's no fakeness about our vlogs.
Right.
But one of our missions is to give people a better day. You know, we see it in the comments all the time about how someone was feeling down that day and our vlog helped to lift them up. The last thing I want to do is bring somebody down with
correct
what we're dealing with, but then provide enough of the sad times or the angry times or whatever to make us feel relatable still, so people can still relate to us. Because if people don't relate to us, then
they're
not
going
to connect. Exactly. Yeah, they're not going to connect with us. So that's, you know, some of that we can do here. You know, mm-hmm. We can talk about the stuff that we're dealing with, and that's what I'm looking forward to. How am I driving you crazy? I'm doing pretty good this week, I think. I've done well with not driving you crazy. I've been super helpful with
Yeah, he has. So. You know, because I'm the one who signed up for concessions, and I never in a million years expected Asa to, like, you know, take it on with me because I signed up for it. And he's super busy, and I am too, but this is what I stay busy with, this kind of stuff. And so, I'm very appreciative that he took it upon himself to help me with this venture. I don't know if he's loving it, but, you know, it was very rewarding last night to watch all of what we had done, like, come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was successful. I mean, other than the breaker issue,
right.
You know, we threw a breaker, popped a breaker with plugging too many things in, but I'm excited to see how it goes tonight. We do have to go and buy more product because I didn't think we would sell that much, and we did sell. So that was good. But, no, I'm very appreciative for your help.
Brownie points.
Yeah, brownie points.
Lots and lots of brownie points.
Oh my gosh, don't get overboard.
But I there are some days where I was just like, I can't. I have to stay and do work. And I have that opportunity to do that now.
But I think it's a give and take because I do the same thing. You know, like, you were like, I want to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do it. I mean, you could do a podcast by yourself, but it wouldn't be the same.
It would be boring.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll make that part of my thing that I do with
and
you.
And I appreciate you.
So I think it's give and take.
Or vlogging, right? So, like, not so much now. Like, now you just whip out your phone or a camera, whatever, and you vlog in a situation where you think it is vlog-worthy information,
right,
the viewers would like to have, or content that I would like to add into the vlog. Whereas before, I would have, you know, like, hey, can you vlog for me? You know, and it was more like you were doing it for me. And it's different now, but yeah, it's definitely a give and take. We help each other out quite a bit.
Lipstick Mama,
you know, with that, with your makeup.
Yeah.
I don't mind helping at all with that. You've been super successful with it, so.
Yeah. I have, and I'm super excited about that. So, and then, you know, I do most of the orders,
mm-hmm.
and I at least get us on the track of, we have to do orders today.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's time consuming, but I love it. So,
That's my downside for sure. It's like fulfilling orders when we do merch orders and whatnot. And Priscilla keeps me in line.
I was laughing because I just saw an email about something you sold on Poshmark, and I don't think you've mailed it out yet.
I haven't shipped it yet, no.
Yep. Look at you.
I know. I'm terrible about it. I just, you know, there are so many other things I'd rather be doing, and I know it needs to be done, but I'd rather create things, and I'd, you know, what,
you need
no matter
to create
what it
a
is.
Shipping label and a package for your, so you can create that. So,
how is Isaiah doing in school? How's he doing in general? How's his life right now?
I think he's a little overwhelmed right now.
Do you think so?
Yes. I'm excited for this weekend because I think it's going to, you know, I'm going to be pushing him this weekend to get his math done for his virtual class he's mm-hmm. taking. And then also just making sure, you know, he's been in school, what, 2 weeks now? So making sure that he is doing what he needs to do to... But I think right now he's just overwhelmed between football and then getting started back into school and knowing what the teacher's expectations are. That's hard because it's a new person and you never know.
Well, I think we should go ahead and make a plan now. Like let him sleep in a little bit Saturday.
Yeah.
And then when he's up and he's had breakfast and all that, then, you know, and we'll go ahead and plan this out ahead of time with him so he knows what to expect. Because that's half the battle is just, you know, not surprising him with things.
Right.
He responds to it a lot better. But when I and then push him on Saturday to work hard, but see if we can get him to where he's working hard Saturday, Sunday, and then you know, or half day Sunday, and then just give him Monday off, you know, so he can chill since it's a holiday.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
He has a lot to do.
Well, it just depends on how much he gets done. But I think, right. you know, if he works towards that goal.
Yeah.
Like you're a slave and I driver, think, huh?
Yeah. I mean, because he's not able to work on the math stuff for his virtual class during the week.
Right.
So he has to make up for that time. So he's already behind.
Right.
So he's got to play catch up now.
I know.
So even though, you know, this weekend may really suck for him, but next weekend could be better if he gets it done this weekend.
That's too far out, though, for a child.
I
you can't say work hard for 3 days so that you can have 2 days off in a week from now. I
know. And he has football practice Monday.
You got it. So. We have to give him a day.
Yeah.
Like, or at least half a day.
Yeah, we'll give him half a day.
Okay. Gosh, you're brutal. I'm the nice parent, apparently.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Come on. No, but I know what he has to get done. But I am proud of him. He submitted his picture for his scholarship this morning. So that's done. For the
autism
done.
Sibling scholarship.
Yep. Yeah. So he had to take a picture of him and Abby and send it in and say, hashtag autism.
Autism is?
Is. And he said, what did he say?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Hold on. I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah. So he's working on that. Last year, we did the video submission for that scholarship. He didn't win any of the scholarships for it. But I like that he's more on the... Because, like, I did the editing for the video and stuff. I did the lighting. I did the... You know, he just talked during the video. But I'm glad this is more him. You know, he wrote it up. He did the...
All he had to do was write one sentence.
Oh, wow.
That's it. It had to be a powerful sentence. Mm,
that's a lot of weight on a few words.
So his sentence was, autism is wishing others would see her the way I do.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So with a picture of him and her smiling.
That's good.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him. But I'm proud of him for getting that done. Now he also has to work on National Honor Society stuff because that's also due next week. So that's why I said he has a lot to get done right now, and I feel like he feels overwhelmed. But if we just walk him through it, and I was thinking the other day that you and I sit down and we like do our calendar for the week. What if we did that with him?
Oh yeah, he'll love that.
I'm not saying he'll love it, but at least it'll give him like a plan of action.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's just like he wings it every day.
That's true.
You know?
He's his father's son.
To me, if I have it written down, it's much easier. And I mean, honestly, like I'm constantly going, come on, Ace, we got to get this done today. Like we got to get, you know, not in a demeaning way,
mm-hmm.
but just reminding you, like we have things to get done because it's so easy to get off track and start focusing our attention somewhere else. So.
I have all the benefits of ADD as well, not just the negatives, you know.
What are the benefits?
Creativity.
Uh-huh. What are the other benefits?
That's the only one that comes to mind right now.
Okay.
But I know there's more.
There's a child.
There's a whole song about it or whatever. You guys... What's that? The Holderness family that do the Facebook videos? You know what I'm talking about? Uh-uh. They did like the back to school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they did, the dad did like a whole music video on ADD.
That's funny.
So
Asa gets it honestly from his mother. She has a craft room.
She's super creative.
Super creative, but she hardly ever gets anything completed. It's pretty comical.
So the struggle for me to edit, to shoot, edit, and upload a vlog daily. That's a real struggle, guys, because you know I could create things halfway all day long.
I'm like looking over, what are you doing? He's like doing something
looking
else.
Looking stuff up on the internets instead of editing. So school is, I mean, for him, it's going. It's going.
It's going.
We're not in any kind of emergency state yet. We're not, you know, he's not really struggling. He's just, you know, he's got to work, keep working hard at it.
And that first semester you would think would be easy, but it's not easy because you're trying to learn the teacher and how they're going to grade things. And so, like, I start to panic at first because he doesn't make a good grade on something. But honestly, it's not a big deal because he's going to have so many assignments within that first semester to make up for the issues, and he can figure it out. But that's just how you have to do it. It's growing pains every start of a new year. Now, second quarter, you better be getting on it because there's no reason. Like,
yeah, work hard. Then you got Christmas off after that.
That's right.
Abigail is, she's doing fantastic right now. I think, you know, we don't have any real challenges at the moment. Nothing out of the norm. Well, that's crazy to think because, okay, we have like chronic bloody noses. We have gagging. We have clothing removal and pull-up shredding. We have...
Doesn't sleep very well.
Waking up in the middle of the night.
But that's the norm.
Everything's norm. Everything's great with that. No problems at all. No, she is, you know, we have all that, but that's normal stuff. You know, it's our norm. You know, we talk about that all the time. Like people are like, oh, I don't know how you handle it. Well, it's our normal.
It's just what you get used to.
Yeah, you totally get used to it. People get used to different situations. You know, people live in war zones around the world, and that's their norm. You know, it's like, how do you not go crazy in that situation? Well, we're just used to it. But so based on our norm, our baseline, you know, that based on that measurement, things are going great. Yeah. She's doing really well in school. I've never seen her so excited to go to school that she is this year. I think clinic is necessary, that clinical ABA therapy. So when we talk about some of these things, guys, we'll try to explain, you know, terms and stuff like that if you're not familiar with them. But clinical is basically like you're sitting down one-on-one with an ABA therapist and you're performing tasks or you're going out into the school and performing individual tasks one-on-one. So it's not like a genuine, like a classroom setting. ABA therapy is applied behavior analysis. It's a form of behavioral modification therapy that is very popular for people with autism and very effective. So she has clinical ABA therapy. She used to have that at school. She doesn't anymore.
Right.
Now she's full-time classroom with a therapist that pushes into the class. By push in, that means you know, they go into the classroom and work on specific areas that the teacher has identified that Abigail needs help in, and they work hand in hand with the therapist.
Like the other day they asked us, how do you want her to put a pillowcase on a pillow? You know, and I know some people are very particular about that kind of stuff. I don't care. Like, right. Just get it on. Just make it happen. I don't care how you get from A to B. Just make it happen.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, some, like, folding shirts, they were doing it differently at home than they were at school. Right. At one point, so we had to, you know, so I wouldn't say we're not worried about that kind of thing. You know, we're worried about her being successful. Right. How the shirt gets folded, don't care, as long as she's successful doing it. So let's do it the same both places.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, so her, I think her excitement level going to school has been because of this change. I mean, it's, like I said, clinical is necessary, but I don't think she likes it. She enjoys her time spent individually with people, but comparatively speaking, would she rather be around lots of people and her peers and other teachers.
Yeah, she's very social.
I think absolutely she would. So I think that's why she's enjoying this year so much.
Yeah.
So it's been a big turn for her.
And there's 7 kids in her class, but there's 4 adults that rotate, come in and out.
So there's a total of 6 people, but 4 at any one time.
Correct.
Yeah. So they have a ton of people, and it's just a great environment for her. Lots of kids on a similar level as her.
Yeah.
And she does seem to connect with them. You know, she, when her and one of the other girls are dancing to music together, Abigail is, you know, she's not dancing with the girl.
No, but she feeds
off of it for sure.
Yeah.
So they are, in essence, dancing together, just not in the typical mindset that
But
you
even
have.
The other day, they showed us a video of Abby taking the para, who's a male, and he's brand new to the school, and he's probably like, I don't know what to do with all these teenage girls. He's kind of a younger guy, like early 20s.
Yeah.
and Abby's like grabbing his hands and rocking back and forth with him, doing her goofy little dance. And he like turns to look at someone and she pushes his face like, no, this is our time and you're going to look right at me and super, that's it.
You can tell he felt super awkward. Poor guy. He's not used to it yet, you know. With the
she's like all in your face.
Yeah, personal space is not a thing. But yeah, she's doing great. We're excited for her year. We'll be keeping you guys updated with that, how all that's going.
How are you doing?
I'm actually really great. I like this busy thing we got going on. I'm a little overwhelmed. I'm looking forward to the weekend, just like you said. You know, I'm not like oh, I need help overwhelmed. I'm like, oh man, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this weekend, like you said, so we can kind of gather everything and breathe for a minute.
Right.
And
we need to get our house in order.
Yeah,
like,
we do.
You know, when you're
just
so,
the office that we're sitting in is a cluttered
mess. It's driving
mess.
Me crazy. Yeah. I'm like, okay, don't focus on that today. Today we have to get this stuff done.
Right.
Tomorrow we can focus on that stuff. So yeah. Once we get the weekend and get recharged and back, you know, we'll be good to go.
Good to go. Yeah.
But it's just been like, I mean, and it's not going to slow down.
Right.
You know, football season's a busy season anyway.
For sure.
We
just having those few days is what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
And there's been like, there's always video ideas that I have that I can't do during the week that I would like to incorporate more on the weekends. And so being able to do those things and focus on those things, you
right.
know, responding to emails even. Like, I haven't even taken the time to do that. I'm responding to emails that are a week old from like, you know, potential sponsorships and other companies and stuff like that.
So, and when you guys see us like in the car and I'm driving, Ace is usually editing.
Mm-hmm. Unless we're vlogging,
but most of the time,
yeah, like 40-minute drive, we'll do like a 5-minute. Oh, let me talk about this on camera real quick.
Yeah, and then when we have downtime, like we don't, it doesn't make sense for us to drive all the way back across town. So we'll try to find a Dunkin' Donuts and go sit in there. Ace will edit and I'll work on like Lipstick Mama or PTA stuff or whatever I have going on.
Mm-hmm.
But my PTA stuff's not, it's not really high maintenance
you
this
write,
year.
You write thank you cards.
I write thank you cards, which I need to do. And I have to get Abby to make the cards for me because I'm all out. But I mean, I have that. But I do have PAC.
It's intensive.
And PAC... PAC is intense.
PAC is, yeah.
I am the president.
So that's
of
the parent
Abby's
action
school.
Committee for Abigail's school, and she is Priscilla runs the show. And you kind of you co-president with another.
I'm
mom.
The president, and
right.
she just kind of she's
guys,
my helper.
Yeah, you guys go tandem on, which is good.
Yeah,
it's good to have that.
But I mean, I came up with all of the events for the year and gave everybody dates, and it kind of made me feel better because it's not like I had to worry about, oh man, I need to sit down and figure out when we're going to do this or that. So now I have the dates, so I know. But man, putting stuff on a calendar, that's time consuming.
Well, and I know, you know, so talking about how everybody's doing, you know, as far as your, well, I mean, you're a hot mess, although, I mean, you know. You're hobbling around on your sprained ankle, and you know you just got over like a back muscle issue thing that you had. And
that was a quick one, though.
It was quick, yeah, recovering from that. But other than that, I mean, I know like the keys to success with you. It's if, and that's a lot of the reason why I help you. I mean, I want to help you, but you know, I know that if we can accomplish little things, it relieves the stress off of you because you try to think of everything at once.
Yeah.
So you've been a little stressed lately, but not. Not anything you couldn't manage, but...
Well, and I think part of it is I'm having to wait for other people. Like, I don't have complete 100% control over some things, and that's hard.
I understand.
You know? When you're waiting on others, I mean, we stood there and waited an hour for the football coach,
yeah.
and then he never came. So it was like, this is wasted time
yeah.
that I needed to be in there. So I think that's part of it. Once I have keys, I'm going to be golden.
So you know that's why this is such a fantastic job for us to have, like the type of jobs that we have.
Yeah.
Between your makeup,
because
the vlog,
we're in control.
The podcast, 100% control. We don't have to wait on anybody.
Right.
To get things done, and that's why we enjoy it.
But
so
it's
much.
So funny because even coming up here to do this podcast, I'm like, I'm waiting for you. I'm like,
you were.
Come on, Asa, we got to get this done because
so we only have to wait on each other. Yeah.
Yeah. If yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna go on Lipstick Mama. okay, I'm shutting the door and I'm going on Lipstick Mama. Like, right. I don't have to wait for anybody.
Right. So it's I mean, all in all, going well. We just keep trudging along. I think the weekend is going to be important for us. And having those
weekends. In case you guys haven't, can't tell by now, we're really excited for the weekend.
Really excited for the weekend. It's going to give us some. But I think, you know, you have to create those moments. We have to make sure that we have those moments.
Right.
Like, not scheduling things, because it would be very easy to do. Not scheduling things on those.
Oh, I know. Days. I was like, oh, it's Labor Day weekend. We should be doing something.
Yeah.
But we're not.
We're not.
And that's okay.
That is. We'll cook out. You know, yeah, we'll have a good time. But I need some family time. I have to comment. This is, like, we don't have a phone in our hands. We're not responding to anybody else. I'm not talking to you, and you're responding to a customer and only hearing half what I'm saying, and vice versa, where you're talking to me and I've got AirPods in and you don't know if I'm actually listening to anything or if I'm in between cuts on a vlog. So, like, I mean, half the things you say you have to repeat because I'm listening to something, you know, part of the
for edit you, and then like that. Isaiah just doesn't listen, so I have to repeat for him.
And you say a lot of things twice. It would save a lot of time if you only had to say things once. So this is really nice. We've had 26 minutes of
uninterrupted time.
Just talking.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to doing this every week, to diving into some topics with you. But I think today's topic, just introducing ourselves and letting you guys know that we are fine. Like, this is the norm for us. I know a lot of people are new here. This is our normal, like, school year. Like, I mean, this is how it goes.
It's been like this for volunteering. 8 years.
We do a lot of it because it's fulfilling for us, and we have a hard time telling people no in that area, which is okay.
Like, and
somebody's got to do it. You know, there's nobody else doing it.
We're always trying to make something better. Like, why can't we just appreciate it for the way it is? Like, I'm like, okay, for Booster Club, we need to get more money in there. We could get parents doing this and that, and why, Priscilla? Why can't you just come to the football game and enjoy the football game?
Everything needs to be improved.
I know, right? Like, but it's so funny because Asa needs didn't. To be
version
you
2.0.
Truly didn't understand it though until you started going to the meetings with me, and then you were like, "I need to do this. I need to do that." I'm like, yeah. "See, it like lights a fire under you," and you're like,
"Well, you see how things are done. And you're like, oh, we can do better, guys.
Yeah,
we can do better at this."
Like, they did not want me to sell hot dogs last night. Did not want it. I'm like, that makes no sense. It's 6 o'clock. It's dinner time. Selling hot dog.
She's a hot dog selling fool, you guys.
Right? Like, we're selling hot dogs. I would have been selling french fries if the breaker wouldn't have
tripped, yeah.
So, it's okay. But I'm not the type of person that's going to say, let's change this, and then they don't see me. Like, I'm right there with them. That's why my foot was swollen up so bad.
It's okay. One more day and then you can, I fully expect you to lay down and put your foot up. I mean, that needs to happen because it's not going to heal.
Right.
So, okay. Lay down, put your foot up and do laundry. That's what I fully expect
you. Wow.
Expectations. I am that guy. I'm like, we need to do better on laundry. By we, I mean you, because I hate doing laundry. It's not a male female thing. It's a personal thing. I loathe laundry, but I love having it done.
He hates when it's not done. Let everybody know.
Oh man, it's one of my pet peeves.
It's always clean.
It is. It's just always wrinkled too. It's always in a pile. The shirt that I want to wear, which I'm not picky. It's gonna be a t-shirt. It's gonna have autism somewhere on it. That's what all my shirts say. And I just want a shirt that's not wrinkled.
Just throw in the dryer and be quiet.
I think this could be a whole another podcast of
probably
the things that just drive me crazy.
Oh my. Spills? Don't do a spill.
Don't spill anything.
And it's really bad when he spills it himself. It's like,
then I have no one to be mad at. Yeah, spilling things on the carpet, in the car,
That's happened a few times this week. Oh, Buffalo chicken dip.
On me. Every time's been on me.
Coffee.
Cup of coffee in the car with Abby. I mean, Abby pushed it off because she doesn't like things on things with the OCD element, but that's my fault. I left a coffee cup sitting on the center console.
Yep.
The chicken dip, Priscilla and I were having, we lunch. Were working, we're working lunch, having chicken dip,
And up poor Grimes. In the
office, and on the way down the stairs, I dropped it. Chicken dip all over the stairs, carpet, everything. No one would be mad at but myself, but I'm still mad. Are we going to end it on chicken dip?
I think so.
Okay, chicken dip it is.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to us talk. Super awkward again. Like, it's going to be like starting vlogging and everybody wants to see our lives.
It'll, you know, we'll fine tune it. And once we get into the questions, that's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward.
I think we did good for our first time.
I think so too. We just sat here and chit-chatted and just kind of updated everybody on our lives, but it's whatever. So if you haven't already, make sure you download the podcast app. Just because of the simple fact that we can listen to your voicemails and share them with everybody else and share your questions and respond to them. I think it's a good place to be. And also because when we do a podcast, it is uploaded to the Anchor app immediately. And, you know, where other places it has to upload later.
Right.
I can't. You're going to have to say it out loud. I don't know what you're whispering to me. Well, now you have to whisper. Now you have to say it out loud. No? It's a whisper thing?
Never mind. We'll talk about it on the next one.
Okay. All right.
You can't understand that at all.
I can't understand that. I just see your mouth moving. Like, okay, so when you whisper things, you like move your mouth a lot.
Just keep talking, and you can't do it. You
can't talk focus. And focus on what you're saying at the same time.
Oh, that's too funny.
Are you saying thank you to our first? Well, you can say that, you know.
Okay, I didn't know.
No,
I didn't know what the rule was.
There is no rule. There are no rules, babe.
But is it called that?
Is
it called a subscriber?
Sure.
Okay. And do you know who it is?
Yeah.
I just thought that we should thank our first subscriber.
Right.
It's a subscriber?
Yeah. It's
or like sponsor?
A sponsor. First
our first pledge. Sponsor. Our first pledge.
Person. That does that thing.
I didn't know if that was like what you do.
I
thought I Casey, I heard him say it.
Who, Casey Neistat?
Yeah.
On their podcast?
Yeah.
Well,
like I said, I've only listened to one podcast.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know exactly what they're called.
I don't know what the etiquette rules are.
Right.
I'm a Southern girl. We thank everybody for everything. I was thanking this guy this morning for letting me out, and then he didn't let me out, so I just waved. I was like, well, that was a thank you, but...
I was looking for the email, and I'm not finding the email.
It's okay.
Unfortunately.
We can just say thank you.
Yeah, there's like a thing. Wow, we have 106 people that have favorited, though. That's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, there's like a thing where you can like do like a pledge or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're new here.
To who you
we
are.
Know as much as you do. You can't whisper things in the podcast anymore. It's a new rule. If you want to say it, just say it. All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and listening to our banter. We enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time with my wife. That's the important part.
Yep.
For me, anyway. But, yeah, be sure to send in your questions, and we'd love to hear from you. Give us some feedback. Make sure you favorite it or like it or do the things that you do on podcasts. I really need to look into that because I don't know what I'm talking about.
I thought you did all your research.
I didn't do this part of the research.
That's the ADD again.
It is. I'm like, okay, how do I make it? All I want to know is how to make it. And I made it. And I think I have to hit the stop button when we're done. But
okay.
Yeah. Okay. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.